Mr. York was a good-looking man of about 40, with a voice that expected to be obeyed. He called a groom to take us to our boxes, then invited John to have a drink with him. We were taken to a pleasant stable and put in boxes next to one another. Then we were groomed and fed. Half an hour later, John and Mr. York came to see us. Mr. York looked at us carefully. "Is there anything you want to mention about them, Mr. Manley?" he said. "I don't believe there's a better pair of horses in the country," said John. "But they're not alike. The black one has the most perfect temper I've ever known. The other was badly treated before she came to us, but has grown better tempered in the last 3 years. We've never used a bearing rein with either of them."
"They'll wear one here," said York. "Lady Grey follows the fashion, and if her horses are not reined up tight, she doesn't like it."
"I'm sorry to hear that," said John. He came to pat each of us for the last time. I held my face close to him, which was all I could do to say goodbye. And then he was gone, and I have never seen him since.